All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. On the line, my good friend, Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. Dr. Craig, I wanted to, you mentioned the governor's race. And in all of the time that Governor Evers, the short period of time that Governor Evers has been in office, he's done an absolutely spectacular job of keeping the state in against all odds, because he hasn't gotten much help from people on the right. And he, at any other time in any other situation, Governor Evers would be a lock. A man who's done the things that he's done and steadied things in this state. But clearly he is up against those folk who are going to do everything within their power to lie about his record and to bring in three people who, if you put them all together, would not have the same kind of commitment to people and humanity that the governor has. And really, to be honest with you, in the short period of time that he's been the governor, has grown into that position. What do you say about that?
Well, I mean, there's a stark contrast between Governor Evers, who I think is, he's in the moderate lane of the party. We're in the progressive lane, but we both sides need to work together in order to have any kind of governing power, right?
Right.
So I would say I would go be bolder than he has been. I wouldn't have signed the tax cut, for example, the Republican tax, because it was regressive in the state budget. But there's no doubt the contrast between Governor Evers, who believes in democracy, believes in making government work for people, honestly is a dedicated public servant, has been throughout his career as a teacher, a school administrator and superintendent, and then head of the Department of Public Instruction. And so he does it for all the right reasons, as opposed to folks who are entirely political animals that are about power, who will say anything to get power. Because you listen to Mr. Michaels, Ms. Clayfish, or Mr. Nicholson, it's wild stuff. It's not evidence-based. They'll say anything. I mean, Tim Michaels has an ad where he says about attacking immigrants. I mean, this is a nation of immigrants, and demagoguing and demonizing them, and says that he's not being racist. You have to say that in your 30-second ad, Earl. You were probably being racist, right? Can you imagine saying, let me say this, and it's not racist to say it. Who says that in a paid ad in heavy rotations with hundreds of thousands of dollars behind it? They cannot be trusted not only not to devastate the state, loot it, and give the money to the folks doing the best, especially the largest, most profitable corporations in this country, in this state, who, by the way, since they're publicly traded companies and capital is fungible, are very free to invest the money in other states, right? And the capital doesn't necessarily even stay here or benefit Wisconsin. But then you have to think about the threat, the health of democracy, the threat to it and the health of it, as you started the show with, Earl, because Wisconsin was one of the places where Donald Trump tried to steal the election, right, where there were fake electors who met in secret at the Capitol and notarized fake documents that were sent to Congress claiming to represent the state of Wisconsin and its voters when the voters had voted for Joe Biden, not Donald Trump. Will they, working with a Republican legislature, if Donald Trump, as he wants to do, is on the ballot and there's a close election in 2024, do this for real? Was that a test run? It's a existential threat to democracy to allow any of those three people to be in the governor's seat in 2024.
You know, when you hear Rebecca Clefish say, "I'm not going to back down from anybody. I'm going to stand my ground." Doesn't matter whether the ground she's standing is the truth or not. She's not going to even hear any debate about the position she takes, because that's who she is. She acts as though she's entitled to the position of the governorship of this state. And then you listen to Tim Michaels, who, you know, you've heard time and time again that, you know, because somebody's a business person with no political acumen at all, that he somehow is going to be a better governor because he's a business person. Well, you know, if people give that some thought, you would realize that's what Donald Trump said. Well, I'm a business guy, and, you know, we're business people, and so we know how to run government. Where is that written at, Dr. Craig? Where are the examples of where, even though that's happened many times now and more it's happening in this country, where business people step up to run government with no governmental background? How is that good?
Well, I mean, I have respect for people who are able to do things well, including build up businesses. By the way, we have no real standard for assessing how effective a business people they are, other than they're rich, right? And we certainly have, so we just say they're in business. Okay, this person's in government, so they're qualified. We don't say that, right? No one's universally qualified just because they come from a certain sector, right? But then the second thing is, it's a different job, because in business, particularly since the 1980s, when corporate responsibility was redefined and limited, the goal is to make money, period. It is not about acting in the common interest. It is not about dealing with the conflicting, you know, there's going to be conflicting rights, conflicting demands of different groups. And it is a real art to figure out what is the best way forward for the state that benefits the most people and is fair and equitable. And none of that is a skill set that is required in order to be successful running a construction company. It just isn't. Okay. So it's a misunderstanding. And part of it is this kind of trashing of our own government. Since we want to believe the experience of government is bad, it makes you a bureaucrat, or it makes you a quote-unquote politician, we're going to therefore say that wannabe politicians that are business people are somehow more qualified than anyone else. I don't think Tim Michaels is more qualified than Rebecca Clefish, because he's been running a business when she's been was lieutenant governor under Scott Walker, right? One can be more qualified than the other, but it has nothing to do with his, whatever his business acumen may or may not be. For all I know, it could be like Donald Trump, who, according to some analyses, actually has been such an unsuccessful businessman that the fortune he got from his father would be worth more now if it had just been parked in investments.
In other words,
he's lost money.
You know, Dr. Craig, we got that same thing from Ron Johnson, right? He's a great businessman. Let's run Ron Johnson. We've seen Ron Johnson. Didn't know him as a businessman, but we certainly know him as an elected official, and he's been horrendous.
Yeah, he is living proof, Earl, of this.
We don't need another one of those guys.
Right, that being a businessman does not guarantee competence in government, because we haven't even begun the list all the amazing, shocking things and statements Senator Johnson has made. But I'll say this. None of these candidates are fact-based. I mean, I'll give you an example. Rebecca Clayfish put campaign money into a recall election in a Republican area, the Mequon-Themesville School District, right? A very wealthy and Republican area, to recall school board members, supposedly because they were advancing critical race theory in the schools. And we know that is a made-up issue. Critical race theory, and I've read critical race theory, is a perfectly respectable doctrine, an academic approach from the legal profession on how to look at history and law. It is not taught to our kids. It was turned into kind of a code word for teaching them bad things parents don't want white kids to know about race, which it's not critical race theory. And believe you me, nothing like that is going on in the Mequon-Themesville School District. It's absurd. I mean, it's a completely made-up fear tactic. And she did it in order to rev up parents and try to build up her governor's campaign, because it worked in Virginia in that governor's race in November. And it totally failed, and none of the school board members were recalled. She was overwhelmingly, basically, opposed by the Republican voters in that district in that school board election.
You know, Dr. Craig, we just get to a point where the battle continues. Battle is not ever going to end. When we come back from the break, and I guess we got a minute or so, we can begin it. You guys are organizing heavily all over the state. This is going to be a major fight, a major battle, Pier 6 brawl, if you will. When we come back, I want you to talk about the organizing that is going on with Citizen Action and what others can do in this listening audience, and why it's so important that they join in this battle and in this fight. If you'll be so kind as to do that. We've got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. Dr. Robert Craig is on the air, Executive Director of Citizen Action. We'll be right back.